This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg.
Hi, Paul. It's been about a month and a half since we've really had a chance to do a podcast, and I thought perhaps a good topic for us to really get back into the flow with would be to explore how we express love and how we communicate our love to our families and partners.
Yeah, excellent. Absolutely. It's been a very, very long time since we last spoke. It's been far too long, so I'm really looking forward to what's coming out for this podcast today. So, yeah, absolutely. Let's go for it.
All right. Well, the topic kind of came about, I guess, in some ways because, you know, having different experiences, different people raised in different ways. And for me personally, I was raised with almost two opposites or two extremes, because on my dad's side of the family, I sort of think of them as more of the English side of the family, mm-hmm. who were, you know, a little bit more reserved, a little bit less expressive. And, you know, on the other side was my mum's family, who sort of had the real Russian European influence. So were very what I would call touchy feely. Mm. And so I actually have been raised with both of those sort of being the norm, I guess. And yeah, it's interesting sort of where I come out in the spectrum there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously being a true English, British, born, bred and dragged up person, I can certainly confirm we don't tend to be terribly touchy-feely. Sweeping generalisation there, obviously, but on the whole, we don't tend to express our love and admiration and the importance of somebody in our lives through language or even through physical contact.
Yeah. Well, it's always funny because I find sometimes in social situations when I'm face to face with people that when you sort of do the greet and you do the cheek kissing, I actually get really terribly confused because, you know, in sort of a lot of the English style, you might do sort of one cheek kiss. Yeah. In sort of real true European Russian style, there'll be three. And in some places, it's two. So I end up freezing because sort of do one and then go, oh, am I meant to do more? And I don't know. So it's always a bit of a joke.
There should be some kind of signal.
Yeah, exactly. There's not really any defined rules for it, though. But, you know, it's funny because certainly on a verbal level, with my mum's family, we're very expressive when we're talking on the phone. And with me being on the other side of the world as well, it means that a lot of my contact with my family is via phone. And so we end conversations with, you know, I love you lots and I miss you heaps and big kisses and things like this. whereas with my dad's side of the family, that's not the case at all. And in fact, my dad's parents, who've both passed on now, used to be very sort of more typical British style and weren't very expressive in that way when I spoke to them on the phone when I was younger. But one of the things I'm most proud of in my life is that when I was a teenager, I started actually saying to them on the, you know, at the end of phone calls, you know, I love you, Granny, and I love you, Granddad. And after a little while, they actually started feeling more comfortable with it, a bit more used to it. And in fact, in the later years of their life, actually were very happy and very affectionate and used to tell me, you know, I love you so much and it's been wonderful to talk to you. And actually, even in person, were then much more affectionate after that point as well.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if I would class myself as typically British or English, but I do have that sensation that when I'm speaking to my friends or family on the phone, we don't normally say I love you at the end of the call, although my sister does say that, and quite often it throws me a curveball because I'm never really quite sure what I'm supposed to say is I'm assuming it's yes, I love you too very much or something like that, but it tends to end up being yeah, you too.
Well, it's certainly my dad's sort of response still, because I say that to dad. I'll say, you know, love you, Dad, and please pass my love on to everyone else at the end of a call. And and he'll be sort of like, yep, you too. And you know, what's important, I think, for me in that is that it's important to me to say and express to him that I love him, and I'm happy with whatever response he returns. I don't expect to hear it from him back, and so it's actually something that works for us both.
Yeah, true. I guess you have to take into account other and into consideration the other person's natural ability to communicate that sort of level of emotion to somebody. Yeah. So if you do get a mildly positive response, it's better than them turning around and say, actually, no, I don't love you. In fact, I hate you. But yeah, so if somebody says, yes, you too, I certainly don't think that people should be feeling rejected by that.
No, but this sense of rejection, I think, has a big part to play in it, because if you've not been raised to be as expressive, or even if you have, you know, particularly going into, for example, a new relationship with a new partner, then often there's that sense of the first time when you want to say I love you to them, there's this kind of almost, you know, gut-wrenching fear of, well, how are they going to react, and, you know, what are they going to say, and am I going to be rejected? And yeah. And it's actually quite, you know, it's really like going out on a limb and taking that leap of faith to actually say those words.
Oh, totally. Yes. It's very, very scary that first time you say it. So what would you recommend for people to try and do to improve their level of communication and sharing the love around, I guess, in whatever way they feel comfortable with?
Well, I think starting with something and just sort of building up and becoming more comfortable with it yourself is a key. Mm. And so, for example, one of the things that I have done with my stepdad, because we'd sort of not been in touch very much, and calling mobiles in Australia is a very expensive thing for me to do, but yeah. I decided that in order to really reconnect with him and to let him know that I, you know, he's important to me, I started sending him texts that just said, you know, hi, and I'm thinking about you, and I hope you're well, lots of love, Sam. And I didn't ever expect to really receive any replies, because, you know, my stepdad didn't know how to text. Okay. But, you know, it was sort of, what was important was that I was sending them, and in fact, he was receiving them. And I did once actually get a reply, which was really special. But having just spent some time back in Australia and seeing him again, the quality of time we had together was so much better for the effort that I'd made in the sort of lead up to that.
Brilliant. That's excellent. So the relationship that you were building up in the meantime before you got there was kind of on his not on his terms, but in a way that it was easy for him to accept, and an easier way for you to actually deliver that sense of love and relationship that you wanted to express to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the sort of the more comfortable you can become, and the more you are able to use words like that. And it, one of the things that's interesting is that not everybody might actually feel comfortable with the words, I love you. You know, would you have some variations on that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, as I was saying, when my sister would phone me in at the end of the call, she would say, oh, I love you. For me, I don't know why, maybe I'm just a freak, but the word love to me would be intrinsically related to something more sexual.
Mm.
So I would feel very uncomfortable saying, I love you, Sarah, yeah, my sister, because that to me means something probably a little bit different, and I don't, yeah, really want to do that. So for me, I think I would need to find out what were the words that meant the most to me. I mean, it's really important. Well, I mean, it's really important to express to my sister that she is important to me.
Yeah.
And if I was to narrow that down to the first phrase that came to my head, it was, you know, you are really important to me, and I'm glad you're a part of my life.
Mm.
And I guess it's just learning ways and developing your vocabulary so that you can actually say that in a way that's appropriate to the conversation, but yeah, still has the same heartfelt meaning to it, but is something that I'm comfortable with saying.
Exactly. Because particularly in the earlier stages where it is uncomfortable, you don't want it to feel sort of forced or fake. And so if you're not going to be comfortable with a phrase or a particular word, then finding one that is going to be more natural for you is important too. And so you've talked about sort of different connotations on the word of love, and, mm, you know, everybody will have different ideas and different experiences that influence how they think of that word. But so for me, for example, I use with love and curiosity when I sign my business emails. And for me, that's a kind of an all-encompassing love of the world and the universe and everybody in it.
Yes.
Which is different to the lots of love or whatever that I might use for family and friends that I'm very close with versus love always or something a little bit more intimate and personal with my partner. So again, I've got sort of different variations on it too.
Yeah, and I guess maybe I'm being a little bit harsh on myself, but I do have other ways of expressing that with my loved ones. For example, when I do send them a text or an email or something, PXXXX, to me that means love from Paul.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that maybe that does translate over and they understand that is what I'm saying. Maybe I'm not being quite fair on myself and that I do express it, but just not necessarily saying the exact word, I love you.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there any sort of relevance on the number of kisses?
There is, yes.
me too.
Yeah. I mean, it's normally a maximum of four, and to me, four means love. So it's the four letters of love. I must admit, when I... many, many years ago when I was single, building up a relationship with somebody, and they did start having only one kiss first. And as the relationship progressed, they got more and more and more. And I noticed that they were doing it as well, but they were actually doing it subconsciously, which was hilarious.
Ah.
Because when I did pick them up on it, they just burst into hysterics and said, oh, my God, you're so right. Because I wrote back and said, oh, I got five that time. You must really like me now.
Well, it is important to remember that different people are going to have different thoughts and reactions to these things and different things that they're comfortable with too. And, I think that a story that was shared with me when I was back in Australia was actually about an old man who had been ill for a while but was sort of really approaching his last strong days, I guess, and he'd called his children around, and these children all being adults by that stage, he'd had a not particularly wonderful relationship with his youngest son, and the person relating the story to me had been a carer of this gentleman for about 8 years and had found him to be very affectionate and loving and a really, wonderful man with a great sense of humour. And yet his son had come out of the room after having spent that time with his father and, burst into tears in front of the person who'd told me the story and said, I'm a 50-year-old man. I've waited all my life and that's the first time in 50 years that my father's told me that he loves me and that he's proud of me. And, I think it's, quite sad that it's something that we all seem to want to hear. We all need to hear from our loved ones. And yet sometimes it's the hardest thing to actually take the initiative and say.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's so sweet.
Well, hopefully that's inspired some of our viewers to sort of think about how much they express their feelings for their family and their partners and perhaps encourage them to, start small, but just starting, increasing what you're comfortable with and sharing the love.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you ever so much, Sam. And Sam, by the way, you are really important to me and I appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Paul. I love you heaps too.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. So to summarise for our listeners, we really want to help you get into the action of sharing the love. And so first things are just to start playing with what you're comfortable with and what words and what actions you choose to express love and appreciation to your family and people close to you. And second of all, just to remember that different people are going to have different responses and different reactions to words like love and to the expression of love. And just to notice that that's just going to be a difference for them and that they may not be as direct in their replies to you or responses to you as you're able to be once you get some practice in there. And thirdly, really just give it a go and share it, because it's amazing just how much of an impact it can have on someone's day to receive that little electronic hug or a little love you message or something that is just going to absolutely turn their day around. Have fun.